Welcome to Town Matters on WWER. My name is Ted Tate, and today we're going to be talking about something called Community Heart and Soul. Community Heart and Soul is a resident-driven process that engages the entire population of a town in identifying what they love most about their community, what future they want for it, and how to achieve it. Here in Colonial Beach, those are very important questions that we are asking ourselves as development has been happening and the town gets more popular. And so Community Heart and Soul is here to help us in that process. Today in the studio, I have with me Susan Berry-Hill, who is a coach with Community Heart and Soul. Hi, Susan.
Hi.
And Alexis Delgado, who is our project coordinator here in Colonial Beach.
Hello.
So I'll ask you right off the bat, Alexis, how does Community Heart and Soul work?
Well, Community Heart and Soul begins with a four-phase process. Step by step, it brings residents together to identify and honor the unique character of their town and the emotional connection of the people who live there. Phase one is Imagine, where heart and soul teams are formed to build awareness, interest, and commitment in all segments of the community. Phase two, which we are currently in, is about connecting. Stories are gathered from residents, leading to the development of heart and soul statements, which identify what matters most and reflect what they love about their towns. Phase three is plan, where residents develop action plans to guide future town planning based on their heart and soul statements. And finally, phase four is act, where heart and soul statements are officially adopted by town and city councils, incorporated into comprehensive and other plans, and are used to guide future policies and decisions.
So let's talk a little bit about phase two, because you've just launched into what you guys call phase two. It was launched on Sunday, March the 30th. You had a group in who met at the Kobe Workspace, and you had a lot of activities and things, questions for people to answer about how they feel the direction of Colonial Beach is going and where they think it should be going. Susan, you've just launched phase two, where you start asking questions and getting people's stories. Why are we asking people for their stories, and what kind of questions are we asking?
Storytelling is one of the most interesting ways to engage people, and that's what Community Heart and Soul is all about. It's community engagement, and it's having people tell in short form kind of what they like about their community, what they love about it, what they want for the future. And the long form is the stories about why that is. So if somebody likes some particular aspect of a town and they say in a short form, I love my parks. And then the storytelling gets into the why. Why do you love those parks? What has happened there? And oftentimes in the storytelling, people will tell really heartfelt stories about what that particular facility means to them in their community. And through the storytelling, we pull those themes together, and it really tells something about the whole community.
So, for example, if somebody said, oh, I love this restaurant here in town, mm-hmm. because, or I love the restaurants in town, and then they tell a story of how maybe they met their spouse at that restaurant or something, that's the kind of stuff you're talking
about. Exactly. Because I think people, storytelling is something, it's a form of communication that really, people really just love it. They love to hear people's stories. They love to hear why they feel passionately about things. And it's a great way to build connections between people when they find out, oh, so-and-so loves that restaurant for such and such a reason. You know what? I met my spouse there too, and that's why I love this place.
I would wonder, just in terms of a big project like Community Heart and Soul, where you're trying to decide what happens to the whole town, At first, I would think, well, why are you asking for all these nitty-gritty little stories about, you know, where I met my spouse? What difference does that make in the politics of Colonial Beach? But if I understand correctly, that's kind of what informs you about what people like and don't like about the town and what's important to people and what's not. It's, you're building a foundation, aren't you?
We are. We're trying to build a connecting foundation, you know, one that the most people in the community can relate to. And we start the process by asking people what they love about their town. It's a positive question. It's not what's wrong with your town, which is a different way to start a process and one that often goes downhill quickly. When you start a process with a positive question, what do you love about your town? People, usually there's multiple people or people find different things to talk about. And it's just interesting to see what they talk about. And then there, like I say, there usually is some kind of connecting foundation there that you find, you know, as you go through the process and you talk to many people.
And Alexis, one of the other things I think that happens out of this is you talk to all these different people and they know people and you have the web of connections and interconnections between people where now you're talking to one person and they say, you know what, you should talk to so-and-so about this. You're hoping for a lot of that, aren't you?
We sure are. We want to make sure we get everyone included. Everyone's voice matters. So yes, if you're coming to an event and you may know somebody who didn't make it to that event or you know somebody who might benefit from speaking up, and that's where we come in. We will go to these communities. It's not always about having them come out. We go to you. We want to hear your story. We want to come in your domain and understand you.
When you say go to you, do you actually go to people's houses sometimes?
Well, that depends. Typically, we would set up in a community venue.
Okay, like a church?
Yeah, like a church or a community center or even a school or something like that where we can get multiple people out versus it being a one-on-one session.
But your goal, as I understand it, though, is to get as many people, especially the people who might not otherwise come out of the woodwork, to come out of the woodwork and have their voices be heard.
That is correct. Everyone's voice matters. Whether you are in rural country, whether you are here on the beach, we want to hear your voice and your opinions, and we will come to you to hear that.
And that actually reminds me of something else that happened in the phase two launch that you just held, where you talked about maybe not having all of your events here in town, but maybe going out to Oak Grove or somewhere else in the vicinity to capture some of the people in the wider 22443 zip code who don't get into town all the time.
That's right. That's right. Yep. So contrary to the name Colonial Beach Community Heart and Soul, we are servicing the 22443 area, which encompasses more neighborhoods than just the Colonial Beach town. So yes, we want to reach those people. We want to ensure that they are heard and included in our process.
Now, do you have, now that phase two is up and rolling, and you had a decent turnout and you had some people who seemed to show some enthusiasm for what you're doing, what's the next step or what's the next event? Do you have something scheduled or planned?
We have story gathering events planned towards the end of April, so stay tuned. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Colonial Beach Community Heart and Soul for Facebook. Instagram, it's CB Community Heart and Soul. There will be event updates, volunteer opportunities, and other great things that we will be doing in the community. So yes, we will be having a story gathering event coming up in April, so we would love to have people come out to share their story, share what they love about Colonial Beach, and share what they want to see for the future.
And then also potentially to learn how to gather stories, because of course you're looking for more volunteers to gather these stories. For that first event, as I understand it, you're going to have somebody who's already done these and has been trained, but it's also sort of a training session where you're going to start to introduce other people on how that process works and maybe train them up on doing the asking of questions, doing the interview that is a storytelling interview. And that leads us into phase three. So you've gathered all this information, you've taken your notes, and you start to see, I think, patterns emerge, don't you? And trends of people in this town feel that the most important thing is to keep the charm of the town or whatever it is. And so from that, we get into phase three and you start to think about, what are we going to do with this information? And so how does either one of you, how does that process work? Who wants to answer that question?
Well, in phase three, residents will start to develop action plans. And then once we get all the values of the community, we sit down and we reiterate that to the community. Is this really how you feel? Is this correct? Did we get it right? Then once we get that feedback, we take that, and that's where we move into phase four to act on these statements.
So let's not get ahead of ourselves, though. Mm-hmm. You as you're going through this, you're getting more and more people involved in one way or another. You're getting people to tell you their stories. Maybe some of those people decide that this is a really great idea and they want to get involved, and they become story getters or listeners. Yep. Or what have you, and you build a larger group of people who are actually involved in Community Heart and Soul, not to mention the people who are at least aware of it and giving the stories and giving their opinions. And now you get into your phase three, where you now regurgitate that back to them, all of them, as many as possible, and say, is this what you meant? And so I guess your meetings get bigger and bigger as you go along. Susan, is that what happens in this process, that
hopefully,
these meetings?
Yeah, hopefully we get more and more people that are enthused and involved and volunteering too. So yes, there's that continual feedback loop through the whole, all four phases of Community Heart and Soul, where you're developing things that you hear from the community, and then you taking it back to them to ask, did we get it right? And then going back to the drawing board and taking it to the next step. So it's involving the community in every step of the way.
So this reminds me that this is not something that happens quickly, is it? This is a long, careful process.
It is. It takes a while to go through this process, and that's intentional because you want to involve everyone, and it takes a while to reach everybody in a community and to get their stories and their input, and that doesn't happen overnight. I always say to people, you know, you make investments, and sometimes it takes a while for those investments to grow, and this is definitely an investment in the community.
So we get to phase three, you repeat back to people, is this what you want? You confirm what you can, maybe you make adjustments and all of that sort of thing in the plan. And at that point, you now have, hopefully, a plan with actual action items. Because it's one thing to say, I don't want the town to lose its charm. Mm-hmm. But how do you do that? What that doesn't mean anything to me. Okay, the town won't lose its charm. Well, make sure we don't do that. How do you ensure that the things that people feel are important, now you create a list of action items that accomplishes that? How does that work?
Well, using your example of to maintain the charm of mm-hmm. Colonial Beach, say that's one of the statements, Community Heart and Soul statements. Under that statement, there'll be a whole list of action steps that will work towards that goal. And those action steps are derived from all of the different input, from the stories, from the everything that people are telling us during this process. So they're the ideas of the people in how to maintain the charm of Colonial Beach.
So, Alexis, when you are having these follow-up meetings in phase three and you're telling people, this is what we heard you say, is that the point where you then say, okay, how do you want to help us accomplish that? Is that where you get their input on what they think will help us not lose our charm, which is a weird thing to do?
I think it's a great point in the process to reach back out and ask for that from the community. Yes, we've got all of your opinions and your input. Let's make sure we got that right. And now that we have it right, this is what needs to happen. Since this is part of all of your plan, what is it that you are willing to do to make it happen? How can we get you involved?
That's an important point, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Like this Community Heart and Soul is an organization, I guess, that's national and does this in small towns around the country. But it's at the end of the day, it's ours, mm-hmm. isn't it? It's owned by Colonial Beach. It's unique to Colonial Beach, even though the overall process is similar from town to town. And I guess it's going to vary, and yep. it's going to be our own plan. And now you're saying, well, what can we do mm-hmm. to save ourselves or to help ourselves?
Essentially, sometimes it's just people need a helping hand. Someone needs guidance. What what can we do? We know what we want to do, but how are we going to do this? Who do we need to talk to? And that's kind of, I think, where we come in. We bring people together. We connect people. And of course, there's a lot of that going on here, which makes it a bit easier being around this community. A lot of people are involved. A lot of people know each other. So knowing that, I believe that we have the potential to reach as many people as we can here just because of the type of community that is here.
It gives you a little head start, doesn't it?
I think so. Mm-hmm.
Good, good. And then when you've got, now you've got an action plan.
Mm-hmm.
And some of these things on your plan are things that just anybody can do. Maybe some of these things are only things that maybe the government can do. How does that work? Where now you've got this list of things to do. Are you assigning tasks? How are you making that happen?
Throughout this process, we would like to create a team of volunteers. Essentially, that's one of our goals as well, is to get people in the community to want to help and want to be involved and facilitate this stuff happening. The town and the city council are also involved in looking at these statements and seeing what it is that matters to the community. I mean, they're also giving their opinions. So once we've adopted the statements, everyone's aware of these statements. Everyone's aware of what the town wants.
Right, because they help build it.
Because they help build it. So at this point, if the ball drops, everyone is going to be looking at everyone because everyone's in the same circle standing here with the ball.
Right. It's your list. You made it. Why aren't you making it happen?
Yeah.
Are you, that actually brings to mind a question. Are you at this stage, way back in phase two here, are you already engaging with town council and people in the government now or not yet?
I would say it's been a little slower since we are relaunching. Mm-hmm. I've personally met a few members of town council. I've met the mayor as well, so we've had conversations about the initiative and how to move forward.
Susan, you as a coach have probably seen how the Community Heart and Soul process works in a variety of different towns and in different ways. Can you tell me a little bit about, like, I don't know, what... How different are they from town to town, or how unique are they, or is there a little bit of cookie cutter to it? Because obviously you've got sort of a recipe that you know works, but how different does the cake turn out at the end?
It's different in every community because Community Heart and Soul has the framework through the four-phase process, and it's a step-by-step process. So communities don't have to invent a community engagement and planning process. We have it. But each community makes it their own, and that's what's so fascinating about this. And they make it their own through the events that they create and design, how they take table to the people. So we take we have events that, we are asking the people to participate in. Maybe it's a block party, or maybe it's something, a neighborhood function, or maybe it's a downtown function. So we're always going to the people asking for their input in this. But we like to say, too, that there are many, many benefits that come out of this process to towns. One of them is it usually increases the amount of volunteerism you see in a community because Community Heart and Soul is all about making volunteers a part of the process and using their good work to help coming up with the action plan. That's a big thing. Sometimes it increases people's desire to run for office or be an appointed official in some way. Sometimes it increases people's desire to get involved in a certain a part of the action plan. You know, they want to take ownership of a certain number of action steps.
Like when we get to phase four and you have what you call a series of statements that have come out of all this listening to what people want and like about a town. You now have a series of statements and a series of action items to do. And that's phase four. And that ends up being, as you say, a multi-tiered process. Some of it's government, some of it's NGOs, some of it's just individual citizens who hopefully carry out these tasks to accomplish the goal.
Many communities, develop kind of a strong volunteer team that takes ownership in this and really works after the process is completed, takes it forward and makes sure that the steps in the plan are implemented. So it's something that sometimes it becomes part of the local community's comprehensive plan. And so sometimes councils will adopt it as an amendment to their comprehensive plan, or they just adopt it as a plan to, continue with independent of what's going on in town government.
Is there a point in this process at which it's done?
Well, technically, the process is done at the conclusion of phase four. When you have your action plan and it's been presented to the community, and hopefully the local town council has embraced it and made it a part of their comprehensive plan or recognized it in some way, and then the implementation starts. And that's when you're looking at taking all the steps and trying to address them with, different groups or different officials, taking ownership of those steps. So I don't know. I don't know that anybody's got an answer to the question of, has any town actually completed every single step that's in their action plan? I don't know, but it's certainly aspirational. You can try.
I think we've presented a good overview of what Community Heart and Soul is and what you guys are trying to accomplish and how you're going to accomplish it. Alexis, if somebody has been listening to this and thinks, gee, that sounds interesting, I'd at least like to tell my story so my ideas are heard, or maybe I'd like to get some stories because I like to interview people or whatever it is. How do they get involved?
Well, they can reach out to us either on Facebook or Instagram or via email or text message. So there are plenty of ways for you to reach out.
Give us your favorite.
I would say text is always quickest. Email is the best, but...
And what email would that be?
It would be heart.soul.cbva@gmail.com.
Okay. Heart. One more time.
Sure. heart.soul.cbva@gmail.com.
And that goes to you. From there, people can email you and say, I want to learn more, and you'll rope them in and get them involved.
Of course. Yes, I will do that. Yes. Please email me. Let me know how you'd like to get involved. Let me know any ideas you may have. Reach out. We'd love to hear from you.
That's kind of how I got involved here, because you sent me an email saying we're having an event, and sure enough, we're here. And keep us posted on next steps. Let us know when your next event is. We'll mention it on the air on WWER, and we'll help you keep the ball rolling.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
Alexis, thank you for coming.
Thank you for having us.
And Susan, thank you very much too.
Thank you.
The programming on 88.1 FM is made possible in part by WWER Watts members, who show their support of community radio by donating online at wwer.org/membership. If you like our programming, please consider contributing to wwer.org/membership.